something I've been keen to encourage colleagues to do for some while now is to attribute images properly, so that they're able to pass that information on to our students and that they subsequently give correct attribution when they're using images from the web, and actually only use images which are permissible to use, that have been released as Creative Commons images. It's not easy actually finding them. It's not a simple Google search. You do have to go through two or three clicks in order to do that. Or if you're using some of the other tools that I've mentioned in previous podcasts. It's a couple of extra stages, so anything that makes life a little bit easier is to be welcomed. And one tool which does that is Simple CC Creative Commons Flickr Search. What that does is provide you with a means to search Flickr for specific CC images only. Now, Flickr provides the capability to do that, but what CC Flickr Search does, in addition, is give that attribution. It actually puts it in. You don't have to go looking for it. The tool takes care of everything for you. This is a tool I should have reviewed some while ago. I'm embarrassed because it's my good buddy John Johnston who made it, and it's incredibly useful. Unlike the other tool that I use for doing this kind of thing, which is produced by Alan Levine by CogDog, which is a Mozilla Firefox plugin, Simple CC Flickr Search can be used on any browser and including mobile devices, so it makes it particularly useful if students are doing searches using small form factor devices. Anyway, the way that it works is it's a web app, so you just visit the URL and then put into the tag box the search criteria that you want. And that can be a single word or it can be multiple words. You then have a couple of options that you can choose from. You can choose whether or not you want all the search terms you put in to be searched for, or any of them. So that's a sort of and or type variation. You can choose how many thumbnails of the returned images you want per page, and you can choose whether or not they're ordered in order of date posted, date created, or interestingness. When you found an image that you want, you simply click on it and that opens an extra window, and there within that window you can, depending on where you're going to use the image, either use the embed code, and there are a couple of options to change there to change the way that the size of the image and the way that it's laid out when you ultimately put that embed code onto your blog post, or you can stamp an image, and what that does is put the attribution right on top of the image for you in a little subtle panel at the bottom. And then open it also in a web page, so you can then download and use the image appropriately. Brilliant tool.